Begin the current daf, Masech Tzvachim, daf Ayin Beis. Begin 5 lines down with the top of the Amud, where the Gemara continues explaining the Mishnah of the previous daf. That is, the Mishnah had said, as the parak opened up, kol Tzvachim, all types of karbanos that get mixed up with other things that are invalid, whether they be Isur Hana, or things that are forbidden for just for the Beis HaMikdash. But these are things that are going to invalidate the karbon because of what's known as Taravis, it's in a forbidden mixture. And these things, let's say, Shar HaNiskol, or other types of things that are forbidden. So then the whole mixture is going to be forbidden. And then the Mishnah went through and discussed, so what do you do with that mixture? On that, the Gemara asked an elementary question. But v'nevat lo beruba, but what's the problem? We said, even if it's going to get mixed into 1,000 of them, of kosher animals, one Isur Hano, one Shar HaNiskol, then the whole thing you can't use. But why? There's a pasuk that we all know, Acher Ram Lahatas, after the majority we lean. So then, it should be what's known as Bitla Barayv. It should be nullified in the majority. Why didn't you say that the majority of the 1,000 of the kosher animals is going to nullify the one that's not kosher, and then you could use them all, maybe even besides one of them, but the rest should be permitted. So says Gemara, Bechitem, and if you're going to say Chashivi, what the halacha is, that if something is distinguished, which is the case of animals, since it's normative to count each one, you see that each one is a unit, is a distinct item by itself. So therefore, v'loy batli, and therefore it's not going to be nullified, where there are certain unique halachas regarding the laws of bitla nullification. One of the halachas are relating if something is chashiv, it's distinct, then you can't say it's nullified, you can't say it's not here, it's non-existent anymore, and it's already absorbed into the larger mixture. If you have something of liquid mixed into liquid, so it's one big pot. But here, where each animal is its own thing, you can't say it's nullified. You don't know where it is, but because of that doubt, so the suffix you have to go and say stringently, and each one is going to be forbidden. And that says the Gemara, Hanich Lamandama. Well, that answer would only be well according to the one who says, as we're going to shortly quote, Kol Shadarki Limanis. Anything that there are people that are particular to count each item as a distinct unit, and that's how they sell it. That's what Shaninu, that's what we had learned, that then it's not going to be nullified shortly in the Mishnah that we're going to quote regarding the Chavili Tilsam, the bundles of fenugreek. According to the one who learns that that is the criterion, so then, okay, fine. And you could say the same thing is regarding animals, that many people are particular on them and they sell them according to the quantity, according to each item in particular. So even though there are people that are not particular and they, let's say, they'll throw in an extra animal or they'll sell it in the one big herd, but definitely there are many people that will sell particular, okay, according to the price is going to be according to exactly the number of animals. And therefore, okay, it's going to be chashev and it's not going to be bottle. According to the one that we're going to quote shortly, that says, "Es shadarchi limanis." The first version is kol, and this one is "es," that which is only sold or handled in the quantity, meaning that nobody is going to add on one more unit for the one who's buying or selling in that way. Which that's the opinion of Rameh. They're going to go shortly quote who says that then is it not bottle. And we're assuming that our mission is Remeir, Kastam Masnitin, anonymous mission is generally Remeir. And that's what Shanino, that's what we had learned in the short, in this mission we're going to quote shortly. So my claim, according to that interpretation, what are you going to say? But animals are not only sold through unit, because sometimes a person will sell his whole flock or his whole herd, all his cattle, all the big and small, all in one big bulk price. And therefore, then it's not something that's being sold particularly by the each unit by the amount that it is. And therefore, then it doesn't have the chashivas, and therefore it should be batal. So why is our Mishnah saying even one in 1,000, it's not going to be batal? All of these animals, they got mixed together. Then now, like we learned in the Mishnah Masechet Arla, that will elucidate this machlekes that we're referring to. The Mishnah says, Mishahayloi chavilei tilson. If someone had bundles of tilson, which is a type of kidney, a type of legume, that is made as a spice to sweeten the pot, which is called fenugreek, which is very chashev. It's something distinct because even the taste of the wood part is the same as the produce part. Now, if this fenugreek, this bundle of fenugreek, is a bundle of fenugreek shel klai hakerem, it was planted in a vineyard, thus making it a prohibited mixture of growth of a plant that was planted in the vineyard itself, which is a halach of klayim. So halacha is getinu tamid beis. So yidalkum. So then you have to burn it, like the pasuk says in Devarim Chav Beis, pen tikdash. That if you're going to plant kalayim, a forbidden mixture, then maybe tikdash, which that's a comprised of two words, tukad eish. You're going to have to burn it in the fire. So this is prohibited from having benefit. You have to burn it in the fire. Now let's say this arvbacherim, let's say this kliyim of this fenugreek got mixed into other kosher fenugreek, and vacherim acherim, and then that from that mixture mixed into another mixture. Kulon yidolkul, they all have to be burnt in the fire, because since the fenugreek, the primary one that's kliyim, is chashuv, it's distinct, so it's not going to be batel. And even if it got mixed in the mixture and mixture, no matter what the quantity is, there's no nullification, even if it's 1,000 to 1. That's the opinion of Meir. The Chomayim, they disagree. They say, no, yalu be'echer umasayim. If it reaches 201 to this one of the fenugreek, which that's the halacha of nullification for Arula and Klai HaKerem, then it will be nullified. Even though this Klai HaKerem is in there somewhere, but it's nullified in that measurement. Which the Mishnah explains, Shahayir Meir, because Meir said, and he disagreed, he says, Kol shadarki limonis mekadesh. Whatever is normally counted is going to make the whole entire mixture forbidden. So since the fenugreek, this bundle is a chash of a thing, it's each one is sold by each unit. So therefore, and the word mekadesh is from the word of pentikdish. So he says it's going to make everything forbidden. Now, v'chamayim, they disagree. They say, no, ein mekadesh, it's not going to make the whole thing forbidden. Rather, it's going to be nullified. Ela shisha drumbelvat, only six things, which, yeah, they're not going to be nullified, and rather they're going to make the mixture forbidden, because these six things are chashav. Everything else, including chavila tilsim, they will be batel in 201 to 1. Now, Rabbi Kiva, I mean, he disagrees slightly with the Chum. He says shiva, it's not six things that are going to be so chashav and not batel, rather they're seven. Deilehin, what are these six and seven things? Agoizi perech, the nuts of this place perech. V'remoyne baden, the pomegranates of this place baden, where they are chashev. V'chav yestumis, enclosed barrels. V'chilfi tirden, and the stalks of beets. V'kilchi kruv, and the stalks of cabbage. V'tlas yavonis, and the Greek gourd. Now Rabbi Kiva Meisiv, the seventh thing that he has on, is afki kersha balabayas, also the loaf of bread from a homeowner, where that's considered the v'chashev, and therefore that's not going to be bottled, no matter how much it gets mixed in with. Now, concludes the Mishnah, haro la'arla arla, for those things that are going to make their mixture forbidden, if they're arla, because of they're coming from arla, if they're things that grow on the tree, in the first 3 years, if whatever one of these things that grow on the tree, like a pomegranate, it's going to make the mixture forbidden no matter what it's mixed into, because it cannot be bottled, it's such a chash of a thing. Haro l'klai hakerem, and that which is only fit to be prohibited because it was planted in the vineyard, but it cannot become forbidden because of arlo, for example, like the stalks of beets and of the Greek gourd, which they don't grow on a tree. So obviously the only thing it could be forbidden is because of klayim. If it's planted in the vineyard, then klai hakerem, then it will make whatever it's mixed into forbidden no matter what the quantity is because of klai hakerem. So that's the machlokes in the Mishnah. Now, the Itmalam, we had said regarding that Mishnah, that in explanation of Reb Meir's opinion, that he said that even by the fenugreek, those bundles are not going to be bottled because they're considered davar chashuv, because he said whatever is counted by unit, each number makes a difference, then it's every item, every unit is chashuv, and therefore it's never going to be bottled. Not like the Chumash says it's only six, or like a Bekiva, seven things. So there was a machlekes in Remeir's opinion. B'yechonam, he says, the gears that the text has to say for Remeir is that which is only sold by number. That's something that's so chashav. B'shemalakashem, he says, no, kol shadarka l'mon shanino. Whatever, that there are those people that sell it by unit, even if it's not everyone, then that's already considered double chashav. It's not going to be bottled in a mixture that it's mixed with. So on that concludes the Gemara. The question is, okay, so we can understand kind of Rish Lakish, why animals in our Mishnah, even if it's 1,000 kosher animals, and one prohibited animal of the, let's say, the Shahar Nisko that gets mixed in, the reason why they're all going to be Asher and it's not going to be Batel is because an animal is something that's at least kosher, Derek Limonis. They're definitely people that are going to sell by the exactly amount of how many animals it is. And if it's not going to be Batel, according to a mayor, who we're assuming is Stamas Nin. What are you going to say? Not everyone sells the animals by each unit. They could sell, okay, you know, I'll sell you my whole flock for this amount of money. They didn't count exactly how many it is. According to that, it's not so chashul, and it should be bottle. Why are we saying even if it gets mixed in 1,000, it's not going to be bottle? Adam Rav Papa, he says, you're right. Hai Tana, the Tana of our Mishnah, is not Reb Meir. Rather, Tana Delitra Kitsiyasu. It's the Tana of the Brisa that we're going to quote, which is regarding litra, it's a certain measurement of weight, of the dried out figs, which is Rabbi Yehuda according to Rabbi Yeshua. The Amma that he says is, on top of Gimlam and Aleph, called davar sheyesh by minyan, anything that is counted, even if it's not even the distinct way of only selling it by counting, but that there are those that sometimes it's counted, then afilu b'drabbanan, even if it's only a rabbinic prohibition, for example, the truma of fruits that grow on a tree, which biblically it's not, there's only three types of things, but from a tree it's not, but that's rabbinically, even if it's only a rabbinic prohibition, loy batal, he's so stringent with numbers, which animals are for sure in that category, which at least definitely sometimes people are going to go ahead and sell it by number, that loy batal is not going to be nullified, and because can be there, right? So for sure if it's a biblical issue, it's not going to be batal, and therefore he's the Tana of our Mishnah, that's why it's not batal, because definitely it has in it minion. Definitely animals are sometimes counted. And as we'll see, that's the same Tana regarding literature could see is that even if it's a rabbinic prohibition, which is light, it should be batal. No, even there, and for sure by Deiraisa, it's not going to be batal, and therefore he's a Tana of Amishnah, as the Gemara will quote on the next daf.